Hey y'all, welcome to this week's episode of Boogie Nights Blizzard Edition. This is your host, Alexis Chainsaw Massacre. Currently, I'm posted up on my bed. I've been in my pajamas since Friday evening, I guess. I don't know. After went to the, you know, did my normal beer runs on a Friday, and the whole fucking city decided that they needed to go to the grocery store and get stuck in a line with the jackass that's wrapped all the way to the back of the store, and he keeps stating the obvious and telling me how snowy it is. I don't fucking care. And I knew that I had a very fatigued health care worker face on. I couldn't have looked like I wanted to be talked to. So it's been really nice to be away from people and be at home and just be cuddling with the critters. The snow is out of fucking control. We've seen so many cars get stuck, and mine would have been one of those if I decided to drive today. I have a little Chevy Sonic, and it's a great car, but it's not good in the snow. It rides low to the ground. It gets stuck if there's the slightest bit of fucking snow on the road. I'm a pussy. I know everybody in Northeast Ohio says, oh, you should be used to it by now. I guess I'm used to it, but it still doesn't make me fucking hate it any less. Don't get me wrong, it's pretty, but I am very much over driving, and it fuck this polar vortex. Although, I am half tempted to go make a fucking sled and go down my neighbor's little hills over there. I think that'd be kind of fun, but I'm really warm right now, so there's that. I feel like I should start my car before I go to work tomorrow and fear that the batteries might be fucked up. I don't know. But I hope everybody had a happy holiday, Christmas and New Year's included. I know I sure did. I can't believe that tomorrow's Martin Luther King Day already. You got Valentine's Day coming up. The stores are stocked with Reese's eggs, which is awesome. That means the J-Beans are coming into town, and Lord knows we're a big fan of those in this household. I don't know if I'm quite prepared to go down that road again. But, hey, only time will tell. So, finally did watch some horror. Got the Fire Stick that we got for Christmas. We had a Fire Stick, but it was a piece of shit, and barely, honestly, Netflix was the only app on there that would really run with any kind of smooth quality. So we got a new one for Christmas, finally got it hacked, set up, was fucking with the streaming sites today, and it just made me think of back in, like, 2010, 2011, when I streamed a bunch on my computer, and, you know, it's nice, it's convenient, but it takes forever to find the right stream, one that actually works, and that's the case with this Fire Stick, too. I'm just like, oh my god. So today, finally watched The House That Jack Built, which is already a lengthy film. It's 2.5 hours, and then it probably took me 3+ hours to finish it. Well, of course, you need fucking cigarette breaks plentifully throughout a 2.5 hour movie if you're at your home. So there was that, but then the video itself just kept lagging, and it'd be doing one of those, I'm gonna calm the fuck on. So then you have to get out of there, pause it, let it load. It was a big pain in the dick, but I did fucking finish it. And for those of you that don't know anything about it, I don't know that I would actually watch the trailer, because the trailer actually is pretty lengthy, a lengthy trailer for a lengthy movie, right? I guess that makes sense. But the trailer, I think, actually gives way too much away. It gives away one of the death scenes right off the bat, and that kind of sucks. But it is directed by Lars von Trier, which I don't know. I was looking through his IMDb page earlier today, and I realized I really haven't seen any of his movies except for Antichrist with Willem Dafoe. That movie, I don't even know that I saw the whole thing, but it's graphic as fuck. And, I mean, I guess if you're really into Willem Dafoe's dick, there is a full frontal nudity scene of him in the shower within, like, 2 minutes of the movie. So if you want to see some fucking Willem Dafoe dick, then I do recommend that movie for you. But then after that, probably stop watching it. You know, I got no problems with gore. I don't have a weak stomach, but there's some stuff that just goes too far, and there's a scene that I can think of in Antichrist that absolutely does that. So I don't know that I watched that whole movie. I think I was kind of too grossed out. And The House That Jack Built had that same element of, it was very, very graphic, but I wouldn't say that it ever grossed me out at any point in time. Very, very visually appealing. It had definitely a whole artsy thing to it, which I was telling Arlo, my fiance, earlier. I said, sometimes I like that in a movie and sometimes I don't. And I didn't really like the whole artsy aspect, the whole artsy feel. It made it a little too much. Basically, I guess I would say I liked it overall. Very long, though. And Rachel, if you're listening, I did not fall asleep. Although I almost did in the last 5 minutes, no lie. And I was like, bitch, you've made it this far. You've made it through 3 fucking hours. Just keep going. You could take a nap any goddamn time. Just wake up. So I just wanted to throw that out there for the record. I did not fall asleep. I was actually pretty proud of myself because for those of you that know me, know I'm always sleeping through shit. Actually, I was watching the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries that was on Lifetime, and I started falling asleep during that last episode. But man, speaking of horror, you want to talk about some fucking crazy bullshit and how somebody's gotten away with some crazy bullshit for so long. And thinking about, you know, back in the 90s when he was married to Aaliyah for 2 months or whatever, she was only 15 fucking years old. And that wasn't something that really sunk in for me until watching this. That she was, and the only reason they got married supposedly was because he thought she was pregnant. That is fucking gross. And I'm a big Aaliyah fan, and now, since watching this docuseries and hearing her music on the radio or playing it on my YouTube account or whatever, it just makes me sad for her. Like, what, you know, when you're 15, you know what love is and shit like that, but you are so impressionable, and especially when you're trying to make it big into a music industry and or shit like that. And hold on 1 second. These cats are about to start fucking fighting. You're going to hear it. Meowgie, don't start. We're talking about some shit right now. You know what? I'm talking about raping. My cat's a fucking rapist, honestly. But so if you hear a meow, That's just the cats. It's Meowgie being rapey. I would definitely check that out. It's a very much a modern day horror that's extended as far back as 20 years ago. Definitely brings awareness to the situation, and I'm glad that there's awareness and that the action's beginning to be taken. I don't know if you guys heard, but Sony dropped him. So good. And I'm sure a lot of it in the past why people just let this shit go on was because of money. Well, shit's gotta change now. So anyway, sorry for that tangent. Also, another horror, these fucking government workers still working without pay. That's a goddamn shame, all because somebody wants to throw a goddamn temper tantrum about a wall. Okay. That's all I got for you as far as world news goes. I don't want to get off on that tangent too much. It makes me so fucking angry, as I imagine it does a lot of you too. But this is not a political podcast. This is a horror podcast. So House That Jack Built, what it's about, it's a man named Jack. Whoa, big fucking surprise. His name is Jack, and he is a serial killer, and it kind of follows him through a 12-year period of all these murders he's commit, and as a rule of thumb, this is brought up in the movie at one point, but he mainly gets pleasure out of murdering not the most intelligent of women, let's put it that way. That's the demographic that really appeals to him. He talks about murdering men and shit like that, but it's really the women that he goes for. Uma Thurman's his first encounter in the scene of the movie. And I think that's why I thought that it was going to feel like a Quentin Tarantino movie. It didn't. Definitely a dark comedy, though, I would say. There's definitely a little humor in there. Maybe it's not meant to be, and I just found it funny because my brain's fucked up. I don't know. That's me banging against the cats. But it follows him through these 12 years, and Uma Thurman's the first one. She's this obnoxious lady in the middle of the woods. Her car jack is fucked up. She keeps asking him for lifts to a mechanic and this and that. And the whole time, she keeps talking to him about, wow, you look like a serial killer. Well, I guess if you were a serial killer, you would have, like, oh, bitch, shut up. You're going to get it coming to you so good. And she does. That's one thing that's ruined in the trailer is that whole death scene. But, so, it starts with her. He eventually goes into a period of time where he's in a relationship with this chick who also not very smart. Definitely, he actually calls her simple over and over. It took me a minute to figure out what the hell he was talking about, but he keeps calling her simple. She's like, my name's Jacqueline. He's like, yeah, but you're fucking simple. So that's not a good thing to be called. It either means you're fucking retarded or you have, or you're just completely ordinary and have, no unique qualities about you. Either way, that is not a good thing to be called. So he throughout this whole thing, he's just, it's trying to illustrate how much of a madman he is and how he has all the character traits of being a serial killer, as far as, you know, psychopathy, lack of empathy, narcissism, goes through all that, and he kind of touches on each one of those qualities through different parts of the movie and with different scenes. He's like, here's a time where I actually faked that I had empathy and blah blah. So it kind of goes through, and he kind of just pointedly illustrates over and over again, yeah, I am a serial killer and I like it and it's not going to stop. And of course it's all about him, and he has this, you know, I also thought that maybe this would be Dexter-ish, which it also wasn't, but there is a scene I was laughing, actually throughout the movie, he has a big refrigeration unit in wherever he's keeping the bodies, his house, I don't know, and I'm like, oh fuck, he's like the ice truck killer, but he's diabolical in a different way. What he gets off on after he kills all these people, he puts them in this refrigerator room, and then makes them into all these weird poses and shit and does all this photography. So I guess there you go, that's his trophy. There are some awesome deaths, though. The one towards the beginning of the movie, I don't want to give away, also with a woman. There's more than just women killed in this movie, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't want to spoil anything, but it is very visually appealing. Jack is fucking hilarious. He's played by Matt Dillon, which I'm failing to think of what other movies Matt Dillon is in, but he does look like a fucking serial killer. It does a great job. I really love it. Other than him and Uma Thurman, I don't really recognize any of the other names or faces in that movie. But it was graphic, like I was saying, but not Antichrist graphic. I never felt grossed out. There was a couple scenes where I was like, oh, shit. But I did like it. I liked the whole dark comedy element of it. I didn't like the ending at all. And you guys know I don't like to spoil shit. The ending was too metaphorical and artsy, and it just didn't fit. You know, with any serial killer story, with any mob boss story, there's always a rise and a fall, obviously. But it wasn't dealt with well in this movie, I didn't think. I feel like it was kind of a bullshit ending, personally, and after 3+ hours of watching it, kind of like it, like, oh, it's a fucking spider the whole time, after you just devote half your life to watching this fucking movie, and it wasn't quite that disappointing to that level, but I'm just like, god damn it, are you fucking serious? So I didn't like the ending. Overall, I thought the movie was pretty decent. Although the soundtrack was also good. Even though it was really just the same song over and over, but the way it was used, very visually appealing. It was just, the artsiness didn't fit in with it, I didn't think. And I know that's Lars von Trier's style. I've heard of Melancholy is a lot like that, which I've never seen that movie because my friends went to see it when it came out. And they went to the theater and just were like, fuck that, it was so boring. So I'll take their word for it. Plus, I hate Kirsten Dunst. I don't know why. There's some fucking actors and actresses that as children, they are perfectly good at what they're doing. They're pretty talented. And then they get older and they turn into fuckwads and forget how to act. She is one of those people. She has she just looks like she's in, I don't know, she's just stuck in a blonde moment. Her expression never changes. Anyway, so she's the main character in that movie. I have no desire to watch it. I am interested to kind of see a couple of his other movies. Hopefully they're not as long. That would be fucking nice. I was definitely glad to be watching it in the convenience of my own home rather than at a movie theater. And if I was at a movie theater, I would have wanted to be in one of those recliners with the fucking beer and all that shit. So I was at least home. That was a big plus. But it could have been a lot shorter for me. It was definitely losing my attention span towards the end, especially with the video cutting out, which is not a fault of the movie. But I would say give it a watch. Just definitely don't watch it right before you go to bed. That'd be my biggest advice. If you have a fucked up sense of humor like I do, you probably find it funny at times. And then in the ending credits, they play the Hit the Road Jack song, which was pretty fitting. I liked it. I don't know that I'll ever watch it again. But I'm happy I watched it. It's something I've been wanting to watch. I told you guys, I don't know, for the last couple months it's been on my radar. So that was good. And looking through the streaming, there's definitely a lot of other movies that I want to check out on there too. Like the Suspiria remake, which was nowhere around here. And I tried finding torrents and shit for it. Just it didn't work out. So there's a lot of other shit on there that I want to watch. We'll see. Uh-oh. You hear that cat fight? Yeah, it's getting the dogs worked up too. Welcome to my home, the fucking shit show. Here at the Noah's Ark house where everybody gets into fucking full-out brawls. It's a good time. Actually, up until now, everybody was fucking sleeping. I don't think the cats even left the bed. But anyway, so this month, in terms of horror movies, Escape Room is out. That's getting kind of lukewarm reviews, which I pretty much figured it would. Glass just came out, which I hate M. Night Shyamalan, but I did like Unbreakable. And this actually looks pretty decent. I don't think Rotten Tomatoes agrees. I think they gave it like a 35% or some shit, which seems kind of harsh, but we'll see. I want to see that. And then I'm not sure. Happy Death Day 2 might be next month. I'm not sure. But we got lots of things to look forward to. The one I'm most excited about is Us, Jordan Peele's movie coming out in March. If you haven't seen that trailer, definitely check it out. It's fucking awesome and it doesn't ruin anything. We got Pet Sematary coming up. For all of you guys that didn't hear, Rob Zombie finished 3 from Hell. So I'm very interested to see what that's going to turn into. I hope that it's not that, well, I don't want to even go into detail about that if you haven't seen Devil's Rejects, but we got lots to look forward to, folks, in the horror department. So I'm going to keep watching, keep reporting. Hey, as always, thank you for listening. I definitely, definitely appreciate it. Hit me up on the Facebook page. Like it if you haven't already. Say if you want me to watch something in particular or go, or hey, if you just want to be on the podcast and bullshit with me, that'd be lots of fun too. But today, House of Jack build, that I'm leaving it at that because I haven't really watched too much other horror stuff these days. But I have to apologize. I wanted to do a New Year's episode, but had family in from out of town, which was fucking lovely. I had a great time, but didn't have a chance to podcast because I did kind of want to go over all the movies that are coming out this year. Another one I'm very excited about, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. I read those books faithfully as a kid, and I actually bought them off of Amazon this past year, but that's getting made into a movie, so fucking dope! All right, everybody, hey, stay inside if you can. If you're in Northeast Ohio, don't try to fuck with the outdoors. It's looking pretty bad. But stay safe, stay well, stay woke. Keep watching that horror shit, all right? Okay. Peace.